T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, when you talk about the process and how it starts, I always think about it, and maybe I've used this before, so I apologize if I have, but I always think about it like a funnel. And so, like, at the top of the funnel, and I think about it like a beer funnel.
Don't we all? We're back. Marks and Reese.
Ah.
When was the last time you did a beer bong? Like,
College, maybe?
Yeah,
when was the last time Howie Roseman did one?
Yeah. Yeah, I was never the beer bong guy.
No.
No.
When I was 19, maybe, or in high school.
Yeah, we had a guy on the team that we used to go to his house on Mondays. We didn't have practice on Mondays, so we had Mondays off. We used to call it Matt Mondays. And we'd go over there, probably get started around 4 in the afternoon, and it carries all the way through Monday Night Football.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And that's where the beer bongs happen?
That's the first time I started hanging out with white guys.
Is that it?
And I realized how much fun you guys can be.
You're like, man, these white people aren't too bad.
What?
Huh? Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah, man, that's when I first started drinking light beer and all that, man.
Wow.
You're it's like a new world, huh?
Is that where I'm plaid?
That's probably where plaid did come from.
Yeah, I
probably swear. Yeah, probably did.
What about shotgunning beers? Did you ever shotgun a beer?
Yeah, they were. I never got into the whole shotgunning beers. I watched people do it, but I was always afraid I would cut my lip on the can.
That's a good point.
I didn't know shotgunning was around back in your guys' day.
Yeah, of course.
It originated back then, boy.
So you graduate from the beer funnel to the shotgun beer because you don't want. Because think about how disgusting. Everybody using a beer bong or
right.
funnel.
Right. Well, we didn't think about that back
no,
then.
Never gets washed. There's thousands of people using it, right?
Oh,
but
God.
I used to, when I was at senior week in high school, I probably, beer bonged 5 cases
Sorry.
Of beer, for crying out loud.
I was 40s of OE back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I didn't know what malt liquor was. I found out, though.
Yeah, bad. And actually, I saw somebody tweet this out where they should call this Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah.
Because it feels like it.
Mad Dog. That was probably my first taste of alcohol. The Mad Dog.
Mad Dog?
Yeah. Some type of wine.
You ever have Mad Dog, Jack?
I've never heard of it.
You don't know what 2020 MD 2020 Orange Jubilee.
Well, what was it?
What
that's cheap wine.
Mad Dog. It's cheap wine.
It's malt liquor. It's malt liquor wine. Is what it is.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
Sounds bad.
We call it headache drink, right? That's the headache alcohol.
Man.
Yeah.
That's
the stuff that gave you a headache when
you're better
young.
Off having a Purell Slurpee and drinking that than drinking Mad Dog.
Sounds lovely.
215.
But it was cheap.
592-9494. It didn't spot, but what was the cheap White Lightning or some kind of lightning malt liquor, the 40. Steel Reserve then became kind of popular.
Yeah, Crazy Horse.
What
Crazy
about Hurricanes?
Horse was bad. Hurricanes were bad. They were all bad.
Yeah, all those are bad, man.
All of them. St. Ives.
Oh, God, St. Ives. That's what I was thinking of.
There's not really one good one, is there?
No, but I'm saying when you're young and you
some are better than others.
Yeah, you're looking for somebody who will go in the store. And back then, you would get the neighborhood
you
guy.
You get the runner.
Yes.
Yeah, there'd always be the guy that was of age that for $5. He'd buy $40 worth of beer for $5. He'd be happy with it. But I used to – I liked the Mickey's Ice,
not
the wide mouth, the Mickey's Ice. And then later on, because it was when Bud Ice got popular, I would just get 40s of Bud Ice.
Yep.
The wide mouth and pound them.
What about Natty Ice?
Natty Ice?
Nah. Well, shotgunning, yeah. In fact, there was
What was the girl drink? What was the Zima's?
The Boone's?
Yeah, Boone's Farm and Zima.
Zima was terrible.
Yep.
They had the St. Ives coolers. I forgot
how
what
much
Zima
I tried to give Renee in school. Yeah. Anything that'll get us to where we need to get to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I don't like to taste alcohol. This Zima tastes
This is good for you. Yeah. It's like juice.
Oh, man. The good old days, Ike.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk about Howie Roseman now. Let's go to Drew in Fox Chase. Hi, Drew. How are you?
Hey, we got a better connection now, fellas.
I can hear you. Yeah.
What's up, Drew?
What's up, Drew?
Okay, what's going on, guys? Yeah, I can't believe you just said Boone Swarm. Like, that takes me back.
But here's what I remember about that. You would need to drink four or five of them even to feel a buzz, right?
Oh, yeah. So you got to drink like two or three St. Louis smoothies first. But, with Howie, let's go with Howie Roseman. I mean, I like Howie Roseman. I'm grateful to have a GM like him. I mean, he makes mistakes. I think the Sean Jackson signing wasn't a mistake. Injuries, you can't blame that on Howie. I think that was a great pickup, but he just got injured. I thought that was a great pickup at the time, and I still do. Hopefully he comes back healthy and he plays as good as he did in the game he played in. But in this draft coming up, I think, we need him. He moves up. Like, he moved up for Dillard. He moved up for Carson Wentz. I think he needs to move up and hit this time. I think he needs to hit big, too. I mean, he has to hit Judy or CeeDee Lamb. Like, I think there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He has to go for one of them guys. And I know what it takes. I know that it's hard to do. I'm not saying it's easy, but that's what he has to do. He has to hit on a guy like that and so they can come out and produce 1 year in their first year. We missed last year on DJ Metcalf and the guy from Washington, I forget his name, and Slayton.
Terry McLaurin.
This guy Slayton from the Giants. All three of them guys produced year one.
I gotta admit, though, even I watched Terry McLaurin in college. I didn't see that at Ohio State. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell with some of these schools because everybody's good, right? So you don't know if he's good because he's not getting all the attention and somebody else is getting the attention or whether or not he got lost in the shuffle. Being there, I think, was he a second-round pick or a third-round pick?
I think it was late second.
I don't think he was a high.
It was definitely after J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Yeah, I knew that. And DK had question marks about whether or not he could catch.
Which I think are kind of still there. He was the third-round pick, 76 overall.
He was a third-round pick. Yeah. See, yeah, he was a third-round pick. And that's a guy, now give Washington credit, that's a guy who probably surpassed their expectations.
58 for 919 and 7 touchdowns in his rookie year. So we'll see what he can do.
Was that Terry McLaurin?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good first season. We saw him. I don't know what he did in the second game, but I believe he had a touchdown in the first game they played.
Oh, yeah, he got us. He got us for a touchdown.
Yep.
He beat us for one, yeah.
And Case Keenum found him. That's a problem.
They'll draft decent players down there. They're just a mess of an organization. Let's go to back to the phones. Dave in Texas. Dave, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Davey?
What's up, Dave?
Yeah, I just want to talk about Howie.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, okay. We got you, brother.
I think he's doing great or bad. I think he's doing all right. I mean, I don't have an issue with Howie. I'll just sit back and wait and see how he does. So I think he's done some good things. He's done some bad things. So obviously at the hit. I mean, the last few drafts, there are some misses. So, but I don't think he's terrible. I don't think he's great. I think it's maybe probably middle of the pack, but he knows how to put the money, allocate money. So he does that well, but I just want to see, I'll see how he does this draft. I mean, I do not want to move up for a wide receiver, and I know Lamb, Judy, and Ruggs will be gone. And this wide receiver draft is huge. So there are plenty of wide receivers, so I'm not too concerned with that. I do think Ruggs is getting vastly overrated just because he ran a fast 40 Speed. When we already knew he was going to run a fast 40. So there's no reason for people to say he jumped up after we all knew he was going to run like a high 4.2 something or low 4.3. So he didn't do anything that we didn't think he already do. Anyway, I'll be happy with Ruggs. There's nothing on that, but I'll be fine with Higgins or Jefferson, or even getting a cornerback. We do need a cornerback at safety. We got after safety. Mm-hmm. I mean, after next year, I mean, who knows? Mills may be gone. So I wouldn't be – if Delpit is still there from LSU, I might want him or Fulton, the cornerback.
Dave, here's the reality. They need depth everywhere, right? Offensive line, secondary, safety, wide. I mean, they really do need everything. So it's good they have eight picks there. But back to the point of trading up, as the previous caller said, where it said you need to trade up, you need to get one of the top three guys. As of a recent conversation that we've had on the air, if you go from, let's say, 21 to, let's just say, 13, right? Because that's going to ensure you're going to get, if you like a guy, you're going to get the top guy or maybe the second guy, right? What's that going to cost? The number two? Second pick?
Or more.
So second and maybe something next year, like a fourth next year.
Or if a team doesn't want to wait the next year and they say, well, we want your fourth-round pick this year. You got 3 fourth-round picks. We'll take a 2 and a 4.
Mm. Yeah, see.
I mean, they got 3 fourth-round picks.
So I don't want to give that 2 up.
I don't either.
And especially this year. I mean.
I think the Eagles is now – of course, if one of these three were to fall to them, then, yeah, they would take them. But I just believe they're looking at this thing from the standpoint of, no, we need to do our homework on the top 10 receivers in this draft. How much do we love these top 10 guys in this draft? And then how do we see these 10 guys fitting into our system, how we use them? And then when you get to that 21st pick, if there are 6 of those 10 left, then which of the 6 do you like the best that's left? I just don't think they're going to be so in love with Lamb, Ruggs, or Jerry Jeudy that they're going to be willing to move up higher. But put it this way, I don't think they would be willing to move up higher than the 17th. And the Cowboys ain't going to give them the 17th pick, so I'm trying to see how far could they get up.
But what you're saying is for not giving up a second-round pick, you think they'd be willing to jump up a couple spots.
Yeah, you know, 18, if the Dolphins want – they want to jump in front of – say the Raiders
don't – and your guys fall.
Yeah, say the Raiders don't take a receiver with the 12th pick, and they have the 19th pick. So now they're going to be primed to take a receiver with the 19th pick. You're at 21. I could see the Eagles trying to get up to 18. Because the Dolphins would have already selected someone at 5, and their guy may still be there at 21. Right? Yeah. I can't see the Cowboys giving you the 17th pick. That's why I didn't pick
them. I sure as hell wouldn't.
That's why I didn't choose them. But the Falcons at 16, you know, would you – from 21 to 16? Now, maybe that only costs you a third-round pick. Mm. But now you don't have a third-round pick anymore.
No, and it's the third-round pick that's really a fourth-round pick, and is that enough?
And is that enough? Exactly. Yeah. Is that enough?
It's really a fourth-round pick.
We're both trying to get out of this thing without giving up the second-round pick, right?
Right. Yeah, that's what we all want to do. It doesn't mean it's realistic.
Right.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. And, of course, I'm in the Marks closet here. They don't let me out. So that's where I am. And Chickies and Pete's wants everyone to stay safe and healthy and remind you all of your Chickies and Pete's favorites are available for curbside pickup, or you can get it delivered to your home by using Uber Eats and DoorDash. Chickies and Pete's. What were you doing during the – Jack said you were running a 40? What are you doing? I know nobody's in the office.
Came back talking about 40s. Ike was doing his 40-yard dash out there.
Yeah, I've been eyeing this hallway down all week, right, because there's nobody here really, so – there's obviously room to stretch out if I need to stretch out and run. So I normally walk from up here to the front of the building where KYW is at just to walk around because there's nobody here. So I'm walking around just to keep busy during the break. So earlier I was like, you know what? I wonder, that's about 40 yards. If I took off from here, how fast could I – how long could I stay at a high rate of speed – before I have to throttle this thing down, before my hamstring or my quad pops.
That's what I was worried about when Jack said Ike's running wind sprints right now.
So I got from the studio to Spike's desk, and then I had to throttle down. You know how far that is. So
but you were explosive. The report was there was explosiveness.
Initially, yes. But I couldn't carry it out the full 40.
Jack,
so my first 20 might have been good, but that last 20 didn't look good.
Well, if we actually opened it up, Jack, what 40 is he running? Do you think could he run a 4.8 40?
Man, that's pushing it. Like maybe on a good day if you fully stretch.
If I'm fully stretched.
But like all of a sudden I saw this blur go by.
I'm breaking 5 seconds, John.
Yeah.
There's no way I'll ever run a 5 whatever. I'll be 90 running 40-yard dashes under 5.
What was your 40 time again?
Coming out?
Yeah.
4.57.
Ooh.
So you're saying
you've only lost 0.2 seconds?
You think you're still under a 5?
In 25 years?
Well, listen, Daryl Green could still run at 40.
Herschel Walker?
Yeah. So here's what I'm saying. I haven't put on weight, so I'm not slower because I'm heavier, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. You look like you could
play
right now.
Yeah, I'm in my game. Yeah, I'm actually about 10 pounds lighter than what I weighed when I played. So I'm still light. I can still – and speed was my thing now.
Jack, could he break a 540? Put it out for the people.
I don't know.
At Mark's Reese WIP. You say no.
I say no.
Yes. Yeah, I say yes.
I guarantee y'all could.
Ooh, that's a guarantee. All right.
A good guarantee.
That's a guarantee. That's a guarantee.
Good thing this isn't being taped or anything.
Back to the phones. Bill in Pittman, New Jersey. Bill, how do you think Howie's doing? What's up, brother?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Thank you very
Bill.
Much.
Good.
All right, for me, outrageously awesome would be winning 3 Super Bowls back to back to back, which obviously isn't going to happen. Great would be winning 2 in 3 years. Good would be making a playoffs 3 years and winning a Super Bowl. And I think he's done a good job. He's missed on some moves. He's hit on some moves. I mean, everybody wants to talk about the Alshon contract, and it's an albatross around the team's neck. But was it good to bring Alshon here in the first place? Yeah, it was. So I think he's done a good job, and if Dillard and Arcega Whiteside pan out this season, then he moves up. He moves up to a really good job.
Definitely.
You know, and I think let's reserve judgment and see what happens this season with the young guys.
Mm. All right.
And then what if Sidney comes out and he's your starter and he has 5 interceptions this year?
Well, like, things change quickly, right?
Mm-hmm.
If Sidney looks like he can play. See, here's the danger with that.
Mm-hmm.
If he gives you half a season of where you're thinking like, all right, this cat looks like he can play a little bit. It's also a contract year. So now what do you do? Right? Now you got to sign him. He's a free agent. I mean, it feels like he just got here.
Yeah, I would sign him. You don't give him a crazy deal.
Yeah.
I mean, unless he balls out crazy. I mean, if he has 5-6 picks, why wouldn't you pay him big?
Oh, well, sure. I mean, if he has a season like that.
That's what I'm saying. If he earns it, yeah, you go ahead and pay him. And I just think and I know I'm going back because now I'm starting to feel like, hold on, Sidney may be coming out of his shell. I can jump back on my Sidney Jones bandwagon, and I'm feeling good about that because I did love him when he came out of Washington. I'm just hoping this dude is saying, I got a new coach that's going to coach me. I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but you know we did the Players Lounge together this year. And Sidney was more of a regular guest. Probably he and Miles did the show more than anybody else. And, you know, Sidney, talking to him off the air, it was always about getting that confidence back, having coaches that believe in him. So, right? So he's speaking, and I can read between lines or what have you. And I'm not so sure it wouldn't do him some good if Jim Schwartz gave him a data boy every once in a while. You know, instead of looking at it like, it wasn't a pick that I wanted, so he's not my guy and showing favoritism to this guy and that guy and that guy and that guy. Well, guess what? He's a second-round pick that Howie thought was a good pick or Joe Douglas thought was a good pick, and they made it. And now you got to start building him up and coaching him up and giving him some positive reinforcement to where he's not looking over his shoulder at the every bad play. How about let him make a mistake or two, but keep him out there in the game? Because when you were forced to play him last year, he wasn't that bad. Wasn't that bad when you were forced? And that's the only time they played him, John. That's the only time they played him is when they were forced to play him.
But that's the Jim Schwartz way, right?
Yes, that's Jim Schwartz.
He's not interested, and I think this is where the general manager needs to come in and say, listen, Jim, I get it. Like, I get it, but I mean,
we spent the second-round pick on this kid.
Yeah, this is year 4. And yeah, I mean, and honestly, you can't say that he's been given an opportunity
to
play. He hasn't been.
No, they'll throw Rasul out there. They'll throw Jalen out there. They'll throw Ron Darby out there. They'll throw Maddox out there. The only time Sidney played is when he was the last resort.
And there's nobody else, Yep, you're right. Even when the practice squad guys couldn't play anymore. You're right. And you know what? Let them fail. Let them go out there
Craig
and fail.
Craig James play?
Yes!
Yes, yeah. Craig James was getting reps before he was. He was a healthy scratch
for half the season.
Yeah, for a number of weeks.
And then he developed in the best closer since Prime Rivera.
So the thing that I say with that is maybe with this new coach, the new DB coach, what's his name again?
Marquand Manuel?
Yeah, something like that.
There you go.
Eminem. So maybe with him, a fresh set of eyes, someone who doesn't come in with an agenda already, who's just looking at the raw talent and saying, can I do something with this? I'm hearing that he's working out with a trainer this offseason. Hopefully that's going to get him stronger. And listen, there's nothing like motivating. Nothing that motivates you more than money and a payday.
Contract year.
So it's a contract year for him. It's a contract year for him. I'm expecting him to come in hungry and focused. If not, his career is probably over with. I mean, that's the way he needs to approach it.
Well, his career here is going to be. You're right. And he's never going to get the contract. If he even has three quarters of a good year this year, or half of a good year this year, he's going to get paid something.
Yeah.
Let's go to Justin, South Philly. Justin, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Justin?
What's up, Justin?
How you doing?
Well, I was listening earlier in the show, and you guys were talking about, you know, rookies and our team developing rookies. And obviously, with wide receivers, our team hasn't been, you know, the best at developing them. And I was wondering, you guys were talking about trading up earlier. I really believe that trading up is the best option for this team, especially getting one of those really, you know, high-floor guys, because our team isn't the best at developing rookies on their own. And I think that getting CeeDee Lamb or a guy like that with a really, really high floor would be the best for our team. I want to know what you thought about that.
I'm telling you, man, listen, you know, I think CeeDee Lamb is the best receiver in the draft. And I would almost say I'd be willing to give up that second-round pick, but even I don't want to do that. Even I don't want to give up the second-round pick. To get him.
Who are you most sure of all the wide receivers that are the top three?
Of all of them, him. Sure of? He's probably the one that I feel most confident about.
And the least? Ruggs?
You know what? No, it's not Ruggs. It's probably more Judy.
Yeah?
know why.
I told you he looks like Nelson every time I watch him, man. That's what he looks like to me.
Does he flop around on the field like Nelson?
No, he doesn't, but he looks as fluid and as good of an athlete Nelson did at USC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what he looks like to me. Maybe a tad bit better. He wasn't as fast as I thought he was supposed to be either. Did he give us – he ran like a 4.5, right? What did Judy run?
We'll Google it real fast. Google that, Jack Fritz.
And it's funny, he'll be the receiver that we get.
Because, I mean, he ran
a 4.4.
Did he run a 4.4? Well, like a 4.49, though, right? 4.48?
Yeah, the 4.4 now isn't what it used to be, right?
Right. It wasn't like, low 4.4.
Ran a 4.4. These guys are running on the 4.3s, 4.2s. It's pretty crazy. Hey, I wanted to throw this out there, and we'll get right back to the Eagles' phones. But
plus, Judy looks like a slot receiver more than he does an outside receiver.
Oh, we got plenty of them.
Yeah, perfect. He'll fit right in.
Howie loves the slot receiver.
Yeah, let's say we put him with the slot corners we have on the team, too. Let me throw this out there for the current world topic. What's going on? You know, wedding season's coming up, Ike.
It is,
right? Yeah. Well, everybody starts getting married in the spring. I know that. Like, I had something hanging up on my refrigerator that had all the dates for people that are getting married for weddings that we're invited to. Right.
Yes.
And it's changed because, you know, we're almost in April, and people that were getting married in May realize that there's a good chance they're not getting married in May.
Yes. How is that working out?
That's what I want to ask people, because I know that, like for instance, Sludge, our buddy Sludge, yes. Brian Haddad, he's engaged, and I know on his he's been talking about, and they don't have a firm date set.
Sludge
but
taking the plunge? He's taking the plunge?
Yes.
Okay.
Getting married. But they're worried about, like, are people, like, just going to live stream their weddings now? I mean, because that's what people are talking about, is you can't have people. You don't necessarily want to wait until the end of this, right? You have a venue that's already booked, but you can't. So you go to a church or you get it done and you stream it so everybody can watch. Like, what do you do? What are people doing out there right now that are supposed to get married this spring or, like, coming up soon or in the summer? I swear, I probably have 8 weddings that I'm invited to, if not more.
Goodness gracious, man.
Oh, look at you.
How many young people you know?
I
think I'm past just about everybody I know getting married.
Believe me, it's not anybody
that
I know.
What about Hugh's wedding?
Stop.
Once Hugh Douglas get married. No, that was a lie.
Yeah.
No, but it's not me. No one's inviting me to their wedding. It's mostly my wife or her family or extended family or some other people that maybe I know. But what are people doing? 215-592-9494. Add it to the conversation. Because, I mean, what do you do? We're talking about baseball.
Oh, you know who's getting married? Turtle's getting married in the fall.
I wonder
if his is going to be affected.
He's been working from home the last 4 days. I'm not sure he's going to be.
That wedding's gonna be off. Going to be off. He and the fiance, she's going to call it off. Yeah, maybe. I think Turtle's getting married in October.
Yeah. So that might be safe. But the May weddings, we had a wedding in May that's already been rescheduled for August, which is actually like we can't make it because we already have something else that day. But what are people doing right now? You had your wedding. I had Jack had his wedding, right? I had my wedding. I was happy with my wedding. Jack, you had a beautiful wedding as well.
Yeah. Thanks.
But you know, it means more for the woman than the man, right? Like the woman always dreams about walking down the aisle and all the people watching, and they want to put their own little stamp on the wedding with the favors and the flowers and everything else. Now you're left with nobody at your wedding and maybe live streaming it. 215-592-9494.
I don't think any guys are going to be disappointed in that.
Exactly. Save money. Like, damn.
Yeah, like I got my parents have a wedding this weekend on Saturday, and they were saying this week we're just going to go through it. Like, they're just going to do it.
It's illegal.
Right, but they're not going to have everyone come. Like, they think they're just going to do it themselves.
Oh, so they're just going to get married with an officiant?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you get people doing
do
it.
That. It's probably too late now to cancel the venues, right?
Well, the venues probably, they understand. They probably don't want you to cancel. They probably want you to reschedule.
Reschedule, right. I mean, legally they can't keep the deposit because you're not allowed to have the gatherings.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, like, this is not your own doing. This is.
Yes.
Well, no, I get it.
Natural disaster we're looking at right now.
Did you guys cry at your wedding?
Yes.
Hell yeah, I cried.
Three for three.
I cried for a different reason.
I didn't do the crying. When she's coming down the aisle?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I did kind of tear up. I watered up.
Yeah, I did.
I watered up. I don't know if that was the Ike juice I had prior to the wedding. They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice. Listen, me and my wife fought all the way up until the wedding.
Is that right? Right up until
what?
She said I do.
Man, I canceled that thing 8 times before we got married. Man, we ain't getting married. Hell no.
Oh, man.
All the family here, they done all came out here, flown out here. I'm, hey, man, wedding is off, man. We're not getting married, man.
Once you make the deposit, you can't back out.
No.
That's the way I look at it.
Listen, then our families, right? Both families, they are very similar. So their thing is like, wedding is off. Well, what are we doing then? Like,
wait, you actually informed the families it was off?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, geez. 215-592-9494.
Just my best friend, who was my best man at the time.
But it wasn't called off.
I was venting. No, it wasn't called off. That was me venting.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, that's what a good best man and best friend does, is listens to you and then says, all right, Ike, we can't do this. You gotta get married.
Yeah, that was the best. That was the best part, as he sat there and listened to everything, and he was like, "Well, you know,
if
bro,
we don't.
You know, bro. Yeah, I think you ought to just go ahead and do it anyway, man. And we all went to school together, so we knew each other from school. So he wasn't about to let me get out of that.
Yeah, good advice.
Yes,
and look at you now.
Got a door and window. Buy any window or door and get the second 50% off. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guida Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Let's take an Eagle phone call, and then we have some wedding people. Vinny in West Philly. Vinny, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's up, Vinny?
Hey, I hope all is well. Hey,
too.
I just want to hit on that, what you, Ike, you were saying about that favoritism thing. Like, I think it's running. It's bizarre to me because, correct me if I'm wrong, the media used to ask Jim Schwartz as middle of safety, right?
Yep.
And he used to tell them, no, he's a corner, right?
Yep.
They would ask Mills the same way. So how do you go from being a corner 3 or 4 years and now you're safety? Explain that to me, Ike.
Well, I mean, listen, he played safety in college, which is why a lot of us thought he was probably more of a safety.
Hey, that was 5 years ago.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Right.
And I don't know how good he's going to be at it, Vinny. I really don't.
You know, football, I'm surprised that you don't be shooting the real from the hips in time. Hey, come on, man.
Because
you
here's why. Vinny. Here's why. It's not about shooting it from the hip. It's actually considering all things, right? What good does it do me to just say, well, the Eagles are done because Malcolm Jenkins isn't here and Jalen Mills can't play? I don't know if he can't play safety. I had never seen Malcolm Jenkins play safety well until he got here.
Right. Well, you had actually brought up the best point to the Jalen Mills thing, because I was a lot like the last caller, to where I'm saying, how the hell is Jalen Mills going to be a safety? Like, I don't like that move at all. But you had pointed out, they're not going to play him. No matter what Jalen Mills says, they're not going to play him like they played Malcolm Jenkins. He's not going to be in the box 45% of the time. They'll probably be better in coverage with him playing safety than with Malcolm Jenkins.
And here's
They'll be able to play him in the slot more.
Yep. Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
They always have the ability to move him back to corner.
If it doesn't work out.
That's why they signed Will Parks. They're going to draft the safety. So, I mean, this is what their idea is right now. But if the cornerback position doesn't pan out, what do you think? They're going to leave Jalen Mills at safety instead of just putting him back over there at corner?
Right.
They'll put him at corner. So he's going to have the ability to play everywhere. They just want him out there on the field as one of their 11. They just want him out there on the field as one of their starting 11 players.
Let's go to John and Exton. John, go ahead. You getting married this year, John?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey man,
what's up, John?
Hey, first time, long time. I'm thrilled to get through to you guys finally. I know a few people that have or that were supposed to be getting married over the summer. They said that they've been rescheduling some of the places. They give them an option of like a full refund or reschedule it for 2021. And I've heard on radio and television a lot of other people too. They said that most places are being real cool about rescheduling or refunds and everything. Because I mean, you know, what's everybody supposed to do? Yep. We still don't even have a vaccine for it, so nobody knows how long it's going to be. But I've been, you know, it seems that a lot of places are being real cool about that and, mm-hmm. you know, putting people's minds at ease about that too.
You kind of have to, John, right? Because it's not something where you can just decide the week before to where you have to have flowers. You have to right. let the people know. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it.
Yes.
So if you're getting married in May, you're pretty much needing to make your decision right now if you're like, you know, it doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Yeah, I would imagine you got to go ahead and just – you decide that we're going to just reschedule it or not do it or go to the courthouse.
You get married and then you hold the celebration later, I think is the...
That's kind of what you should do right there, yeah, right? Yeah. Just go ahead and get married and then have the party afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all your guests are coming for anyway.
Yeah, nobody cares about you getting married. I mean, seriously, has anybody actually went to a wedding where you're like, oh, I can't wait for the ceremony, man. It's gonna be crazy.
That wasn't you on your way to mine?
It was not.
Come on, man.
No, Jack's wedding, they were, where did you have us? I thought I was going to get killed and drug into the brush with where you actually got married.
You out there in Amish country? Where you guys at?
Yeah, where was it?
A little bit above Chester Springs. It was a nice
You're
nice
out
spot.
There, dude.
Yeah, well, like,
if something happened, you're not getting help from anybody. That's
we're
sure.
not that far away from hell. It
was a beautiful venue, but you actually had to go. You had to walk back into the sticks, into the brush, and then all of a sudden there's this area where they were getting married, right? And if you had heels or something on, you're stepping into the mud.
What are you doing with heels on?
Well, what's going on over there?
No, not me. My wife. I'm a softy. Katie in Washington Township. Katie, how are you?
Hello. Hi, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Katie.
Good, thanks. My fiance is a longtime listener. We're first-time callers. We're very excited to talk to you guys today.
Awesome.
Oh, fiance. So when are you supposed to get married, Katie?
We were supposed to get married March 22nd.
Last week.
All right, so what did you do?
Just last week we were supposed to get married, and the Saturday before is when my family and friends started calling and saying, hey, you know, we just don't think it's a good idea. We have a small wedding, not even 100 people. We wanted to keep it small to start with, but little by little, people started calling and saying, hey, we don't feel comfortable with, you know, being in public. A lot of my girlfriends who were invited, their kids were invited. I have elderly grandparents and aunts and uncles who are coming in from out of state to celebrate. And it just, you know, with the travel ban and everything, it just wasn't a good idea. And we had to call all of the guests that told us they weren't coming and say, hey, we're postponing. And then the following day, we called all of our vendors, our DJ, our florist. Everyone was so gracious and so patient, and we were able to reschedule for August 30th.
August 30th. That should be that might be what we're just starting to come out of this.
Yeah, let's hope.
I'm hearing on the news and everything. I mean, I read something yesterday that Trump thinks that everyone's going to be ready to go by Easter, and that's in 2 weeks. So I don't think we're going to be ready by Easter, but
no.
I'm hoping we're ready by August.
Well, good luck, Katie.
I have 120 mason jars filled with coffee that we were using as favors that say March 22nd. Now I have to buy all new stickers.
Keep the favors.
She has to buy new stickers for the dates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep the favors.
All right, Katie. Appreciate
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you,
Take
Katie.
Care. That's a good favor. What coffee? Did you give out, Jack? Yeah. What did Jack give out?
I think we gave away the moon pies.
Is that what you did? Well, Jack had it. Did you have an ice cream truck come to your wedding? Or
Jack and Jill dropped off some ice cream.
Oh, that's right. Jack and Jill. You know, Jack and Jill.
Awesome.
You sound excited. Thanks, Mike.
215-592-9494.
I was
going to
say, don't ask me what we did for favors. I have no idea. Yeah. None. I have no idea.
They didn't used to. All this whole wedding thing now is just so different. Like, you know, like everything is, you have to get your favors, it is very important, and I had to give a wedding gift to my wife, as in us paying for our own wedding wasn't enough. Bought her a pair of Jimmy Choo's.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, she wore it twice. It's the worst money ever spent. I got a nice watch, which I don't wear anymore because I have an Apple Watch.
I get wedding gifts? I don't even remember if I got a wedding gift.
You got to do everything now with the everything matters. It's like when you have a kid, now you have to have the birth announcement. You have to shoot the balloon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was back in the day when it used to only be, what they call it? Is it the bridal shower? What is it they have for the kids? No, it's not the bridal shower. Baby shower.
Baby shower, yes.
The baby shower. Now they have it where it's genderless, right? Where you come as couples now to baby showers.
Yeah, men.
Yeah, back then, it was only women came to baby showers. I didn't go to my wife's baby shower.
Should we call an expert on this, John Clark?
Is he a big baby shower guy?
Because remember the Carson one?
Oh, I'm about to say, John Clark doesn't have any kids. I do remember the Carson one.
He got tricked by another picture he thought.
Gender reveal.
Yep.
Yeah, we didn't have a gender reveal either.
215-592-9494. I had a gender reveal.
You did?
Of course
yes.
you did.
Of course I did.
Oh, yeah.
You think it was my idea?
Well, no, your baby's only a couple years old, though.
Yeah. Of course, they had a gender reveal.
I mean, given Mark's family values.
Yeah, you're part of this. You're part of this whole generation of marriage and kids.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, all the things I'm bringing up right now, I'm guilty of participating in, or my wife is guilty of being involved in. I loaded the groceries naked. I love my wedding, in case my wife is listening. But, you know, there's a lot of decisions that go in are painful, as every man out there knows that's helped plan a wedding or been a part of it. Right? Because, like, you can't just say whatever you want's fine, honey. You have to pretend that you actually care about the decision and, you know, you're giving your input.
Oh, no, that was good for me. I didn't. You give a budget. Okay, here's what you got. Work with it.
Here's the cash.
Yeah, like, here's what you got. You know, it turned out well.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
So coming up, we got opening day yesterday because we played 2019's opening day, which was a lot of fun, but it wasn't 2020. Well, check this out. Dan Baker has you covered. You're going to hear him announce the opening day lineup coming up next. Angry Al has surfaced as well. We'll get to him on the other side. Jack and I were afraid that something happened to him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
actually worried.
Yeah, I know we were. Al's not in the greatest health of the world.
And he's a Cowboys fan.
Yep. Al's coming up next. More phone calls. A lot of people online. We'll get you on the other side. 215-592-9494. And Dan Baker announces the opening day lineup, if it would have happened yesterday. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. And remember, Chickies and Pete's, if you're hungry, right? It's about that time for dinner. Chickies wants you to, first of all, stay safe and healthy, but also let you know that Chickies and Pete's favorites are available for curbside pickup or home delivery from Uber Eats and DoorDash. Chickies and Pete's. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.